Okay, so today we're going to dive into Kudlak Baird Limited,
Yeah.
an electrical contracting company.
Sounds good.
You gave me their company profile, and I think it'd be cool to kind of like get a sense of, what they do, how long they've been around,
Absolutely.
just the whole
Yeah,
scope.
just really get a sense of, the history of the company and
Yeah.
the breadth of their services.
The first thing that jumps out at me is just how long they've been around, like
Yeah.
right away.
That was the thing that jumped out to me as well.
Initially incorporated in like 1949,
Wow.
then they reincorporated in 82.
Yeah, like how many changes in the electrical contracting world
Yeah, exactly.
have they seen over that period of time?
What does that even look like?
Yeah, I mean, think of all the
Why don't they?
technological advancements that must have come along.
So Mr. Henry Drzadowski, he purchased the company in 82.
Okay.
And he's still the president today.
Wow.
And it says like hands-on approach, so it's not like,
So really involved.
yeah, just a name there.
Yeah. That's pretty rare, I think, these days.
4 decades.
Yeah.
You'll see that a lot.
It really speaks to a certain kind of leadership.
So they're a full service electrical contracting company since that reincorporation in 82.
Okay.
And they work with like municipalities and cities, school boards,
Right. So really kind of
general contractors. Yeah, so it seems like it's a lot of like big jobs.
larger scale clients often in sort of the public sector.
Let's talk about full service for a minute, because
Yeah.
they kind of break down what that means. The first thing they mentioned is electrical construction for ICI sectors,
Right.
industrial, commercial, institutional.
Yeah.
So like I'm imagining, factories, office buildings,
Yeah,
schools,
all the big institutions.
hospitals.
Hospitals, yeah. Any kind of big building project, really.
So like the base electrical, like
Yeah.
setting it all up.
Setting up all the wiring and the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Then they also do general electrical maintenance.
Okay, sure. So once all that stuff's in, it needs to be maintained.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But then they get into emerging technologies.
Oh, interesting.
So specifically, they call out electric vehicle charging design
Okay.
and installation.
Wow.
So it seems like they're looking ahead
Yeah,
to what's
absolutely.
coming.
I mean, that's a huge growth area right now.
It seems like it.
EV charging.
How big of a shift is that for a company like this?
Well, I mean, they're clearly thinking about the future.
Right.
They're thinking about, what their clients are going to need
Yeah.
5, 10 years down the line and adapting their services accordingly.
Makes sense.
They probably have to get new training
Yeah, it's
for their
really.
employees and stuff like that. So,
I mean, they probably need like different equipment,
yeah,
like
absolutely.
different everything.
It's a whole new set of
And then
skills.
they offer like electrical preventative maintenance and infrared thermography.
Oh, wow.
That sounds fancy.
Yeah, what is that?
So infrared thermography is essentially like, imagine like a special camera that can see heat.
Okay.
And it basically looks at your electrical system
Okay.
and sees if there's any kind of unusual heat pattern
Off.
that might indicate a problem.
Okay.
So like loose connections or overloaded circuits,
Right.
that could cause like a failure later.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
So you're catching it
Yeah.
before it becomes a problem.
So it's like preventative maintenance.
Yeah.
It's stopping problems before they happen.
Which could be really expensive to fix
Exactly.
if like your whole factory shuts down
Oh, yeah.
because something went wrong.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
And then they have underground fault locating and repairs, and then heating cable testing and repairs.
So that's not your typical like light switch
I
installation?
don't even know what half that stuff
Yeah,
is.
it sounds like they have a pretty technically skilled team
Yeah.
to be able to do that kind of stuff.
And then they do like public address systems.
Right.
So like the speakers in a building or
Yeah,
something,
the PA systems.
and then electrical distribution
Okay.
repairs, upgrades, installations.
So like the core electrical systems of the building,
Yeah.
keeping the lights on.
Yeah, actually. And then fire alarm systems,
That's huge.
inspections, repairs, installations.
Can't forget about safety.
No, you can't.
That's super important.
So it's like the full scope
Yeah, they really do it all.
from construction to maintenance to like super specialized stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive when you think about it.
Yeah. And like all these different clients, too.
Yeah, and the fact that they've been trusted by all these different organizations.
Municipalities, cities,
Yeah.
school boards.
It really speaks to their capabilities.
Yeah. So good luck, Baird.
Yeah.
Long history since 1982, at least under this current leadership.
Right.
And they serve, a lot of different types of clients.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of different types of electrical work.
Yeah, both traditional and some of these newer things like the EV charging.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so I guess that kind of leads me to a final thought.
Okay.
For anyone listening,
yeah,
what do you think they'll be doing 5, 10 years from now?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What's the next
for them?
Big thing.
Yeah, what's the next service they might add?
What's the next technology?
Yeah. How do they continue to adapt?
Yeah, it's something to think about.
Definitely.
Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
For this deep dive.
It was a pleasure.
Into Good Luck Baird.
Yeah, fascinating company.
Yeah, really interesting.
Lots to think about.
Yeah, thanks again.